We're going to stay on the Gulf Coast for a moment. Earlier today, we caught up with A.C. Cooper. He's a shrimp boat captain, and when we reached him, he had sought safe harbor on the Intracoastal Waterway near Belle Chasse. As we just heard, many of the locals have braved these storms before, and Cooper is no exception. He lives in the town of Venice, but today we found the captain docked on his boat. Far inland from his home.
We just had to get away from the coast because it was definitely going to get bad. And you know how Katrina was. We lost a lot of vessels. And, you know, we can lose our homes, but we can't lose our boats. This is our way of life. We have to have them. And without the home and without the boat, then we have no way to start over again.
Now, what's the weather doing as we're talking?
At home, I'm talking back and forth to people at my house in Venice. And the lights just went out. The telephone's closed down. And we know the lights are out, so it's starting to get pretty bad down there now. And where we at now, we've probably got around 50 miles an hour wind. It's just starting, one of the feeder bands is just starting to come through. So we're getting a lot of rain, and it's gusting to maybe 55, 60 miles an hour. So it's just starting to hit where we at now.
And Mr. Cooper, are you planning to stay on your boat?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to stay with the vessels. I have my father's vessel and my son's vessel tied on the side. I mean, we're just going to bunker down to the wind calms down enough for us to get back down the river to get back where we were originally from.
So even though this is looking to be a Category 1, no question for you, you wanted your family to get out of Venice.
Oh, yes. You know, there's some places that storm and pass east of the Mississippi River. It's not so bad on us at the low end down there because we stick out into the Gulf. You know? But if it passes on the west side of the river, then that's the water side. And that's just how Katrina came. It came from the back side, which would be the west side of the pass. And that's when the water comes up to the levees and comes over. And that's one thing we want to make sure, you know. Smaller storms, we don't have an issue, but if it comes up to 85 to 100 mile an hour wind, we have to get the kids and all. You know, the family has to get out of there because, you can't save anything during that kind of weather anyway. So the best thing to do is just go ahead and get out of harm's way.
Mr. Cooper, what happened to your house during Katrina?
We lost it. It was pretty much wiped out. We lost just about everything we had. We didn't have to come back and start from scratch. You know, we hate to see it done like that, but, you know, we can't do it again. We really don't want to do that. We just hope and pray that it goes on around and don't hurt us too bad.
You know, I remember when I met you 2 years ago down in Venice, seeing lots of houses that are way, way, way off the ground now. How much higher is your house now off the ground than it was before Katrina?
It's not much higher. We pretty much put it back on the same platform that I had. It's a trailer, you know. We're not going to build a home again. We're just going to get some house trailers and just live up in that. And we fishermen, we have to live next to the coast, so we don't want to put a whole lot into something that we may lose in 2, 3 years or 5 years. I know it's been 7 years since Katrina. It don't seem like that long, but we just can't afford to go build anything too big and have to worry about it every time you turn around because you know how we are in these storms in the Gulf. They come and they go, but we see a pretty many of them a year we have to evacuate.
So do you figure if the flooding is bad in Venice, what's going to happen to your trailer?
Well, we're going to have to start over again. We just have to take it out and get another one and put it back in place and try to get back on track again. You know, it's hard to do all the time, and we do it because, you know, we have to live there. You know, we're being a fisherman. We have to live next to the coast. The water gives us our life, and I guess it takes it away, so we learned just to deal with it.
Well, Mr. Cooper, thank you again, and please stay safe.
All right. Thank y'all for having me. We're going to be okay.
That's shrimp boat captain A.C. Cooper speaking with me earlier today from his boat, the Miss Marla Kay, near Belle Chasse, Louisiana.